Welcome to Sem Torah, Parshas Bamidbar, Tavshin Ayin Dalid. This is Rav Rafi in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. This week's Parsha, Bamidbar almost always, I think actually always, falls out before Shavuos. There are a number of reasons given. Tosfos and Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis gives one explanation. But I wanted to offer a different explanation that I saw. Coming from Rav Shlomo Zalman Horowitz. He was better known as the Patriker Rav. He was from a town called Patek. So he's known as the Patriker Rav. And his sefer, beautiful sefer, it's called the Beis Aaron. So he has the following idea. He says that the Medrash, in the beginning of this week's Parsha, says that anyone who makes themselves like a midbar, like a desert, they are going to be zoche to the Torah. What does that mean, zochet to the Torah? They'll be the ones who strive, who grow the most in their Torah learning. What does that mean that they make themselves like a midbar? So the Patriker Rav explains that they make themselves like a midbar. They are humble. They have anivus. He goes on to connect this with the Gemara in Tainis, Tanit, Dav Zayin, Amud Aleph, which says, why is Torah compared to water? The Gemara says, everyone who's thirsty should go to water, and that's talking about the Torah. Why is the Torah compared to water? Just like the water goes from a high place to a low place, so too the Torah goes from a high place to a low place. If you put water on the top of a mountain, automatically it will flow to the bottom of the mountain. So too the Torah will gravitate towards the anav, the person who is lower, who makes himself like an anav. According to this, we now have a better understanding of the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai, Mesora li Yeshua, Yeshua le Zakenim, Zakenim le Nevi'im, and so on and so on. But what does it mean, Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai? That he didn't get the Torah from Sinai. He got the Torah from Hashem on Har Sinai. Moshe kibal Torah mei Hashem. What does it mean, mei Sinai? So the Kedushas Levi answers, and the Patriker Rav similarly wants to say, Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai, he was zocha, he merited to get the Torah because he learned the message of Har Sinai. What do we know about Har Sinai? We know Har Sinai was the smallest of all the mountains. That Har Sinai said, I'm not the biggest, and I'm not the prettiest, and I'm not the tallest, I'm not anything special. And Hashem said, the Gemara in Sota says, because you don't think of yourself as anything too haughty, you don't think of yourself too greatly, therefore, I'm going to choose you, Har Sinai, as the mountain to give the Torah. Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. Moshe got the Torah because he learned the lesson of Har Sinai, which is that the most humble is going to be the one to get the Torah. One last thing, according to all this this Mahalich, the Patriker just wants to finish up. He says, now we can explain why it is that when Moshe was asked by Hashem to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, he refuses. He refuses for one day, and 2 days, and 3 days, and 4 days, all the way to 7 days until Hashem says, "Vayicharaf Hashem." He gets angry. He says, "I want you to go. End of story. No, nothing else to talk about." So Moshe finally goes, but yeah, he put up a fight. But when it comes to Kabbalah Torah, Hashem says, "I want you to be Mekabel the Torah. I want you to get the Torah at Har Sinai." And Moshe says, "Sure, no problem. I'll be the one." Where was his fight? Where was his displeasure in being chosen as the one to get the Torah? So the Patriker wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Har Sinai and he said, which mountain did Hashem choose to give the Torah on? He gave on the smallest mountain. So obviously when Hashem is choosing me to be the one to get the Torah, it must be that Hashem thinks I am the smallest of all people. Moshe and his anivus thought of himself as nothing special. Obviously he knew what he was, but he didn't think of himself as anything special. Therefore, he said, sure, if Hashem's going to give the Torah on Har Sinai, so then I will definitely acquiesce to be the one to take the Torah on behalf of the Jewish people. So that's the message of Bamidbar. Why do we read Bamidbar now? Because it's very important that we are all humble, and our anivus is to its utmost. We should try to make sure that we are as humble as we can be. Everyone should have a fabulous Shabbos and a wonderful week.